This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker Business Podcast, and I'm so excited today to talk to one of our recurring guests, Kathy Quinn, who is a small and medium-sized business expert. So Kathy, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, and then we'll jump right in.
Absolutely. Thanks, Grace. Great to talk with you today. My name is Kathy Quinn. I'm a membership director of a large suburban chamber of commerce in the Chicagoland area, but more importantly, I am a passionate supporter of business and entrepreneurship. That's what I do.
Awesome. Well, great to be here with you today. So the core question we're going to focus on for this episode is, can you discuss some of the best pieces of advice you have for being an impactful leader?
I can. I have three things. Of course, there's many, but I think the three core things that are important is, one, to be self-aware, the ability to empower, and to have a kindness stance. And what I mean about that is self-awareness is a skill. A lot of people don't realize that. But what it does is it intersects our influence and behavior. And that's important because knowing that we have impact is the first step in being self-aware. And you have to be aware because everything that you do in business impacts other people in some way, whether it's your customers, your vendors, your employees. So you have to be intentional with intent. And behavior is really important, and we all know that. But the self-awareness part doesn't always come naturally for people. So people have to really, really step back and take a look at how their behavior is impacting things. And empowering, what I mean by that is, I think every leader has to motivate and inspire, right? So all the great leaders for all time have been able to push progress forward by inspiration and motivation. And that requires passion and enthusiasm. And I think a lot of people think that when you're passionate and enthusiastic about a business that maybe you're not as serious, but that's just not the case. A leader is not necessarily a title. It's a person who can get things done and to make other people want to join in that mission. And that's where the kindness stance comes in. And a lot of people don't bring this up in the business world, but it's really, really important. People need to learn to serve with their mind and heart in business. A lot of companies do. Nowadays, most of the very successful companies are doing something philanthropic. They're doing charity things. You buy a pair of shoes, they donate a pair of shoes, and so on. That kindness stance is important because it shows your employees, your vendors, your marketplace that you're in it for the long haul. It's not just about what you produce or what you're doing. You're in it for the long haul to create a positive society. So you want to be fair and care. And I have a really wonderful story about that being a great way to do business. Rotarians across the globe will know this is true. There's a four-way test that Rotary follows to this day globally. And it's the things that we think, say, or do. You know, is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? Will it be beneficial to all concerned? But what some people don't know is that a man from the Chicago area in the 40s had a company that was about to go under. He was panic stricken. His employees were all going to lose their jobs. He wanted to know what he could do to push things forward. And he came up with this little mantra, saved his business. It's now recited by Rotarians globally on a weekly basis. But it also goes back to the fact that a kindness stance in business will help you succeed. And I think that's what people have to look at.
Wow, I absolutely love the kindness aspect of that. Kindness is such a core value to a lot of us. It's one of my core values. I love your thoughts on that.
Yep. And, you know, it's one of those things where right now, with the way we are in the world right now, you have to remind yourself and be self-aware that you have to be kind, right? The order comes, you pick up, you're doing curbside and you don't get your pickle. Don't yell at people, be kind about it. And it does change everything. It really does. And in business, and I think that's what I really love about a lot of the newer businesses. They are following that sort of value system, and it is changing everything.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with me. I'm sure our audience has learned a great deal just from this short conversation. And thank you so much for joining me on the Becker's Business Podcast today, Kathy.
Thanks, Grace.